Well, Tony, the Crooked Stick Golf Club has a long, outstanding championship history here. U.S. Senior Opens, BMWs, U.S. Women's Opens, and other things. How proud is this club to have an opportunity to host the 2020 Western Amateur Championship?
Yeah, we're really excited about hosting a Rory, and this is just another example of the club's commitment to championship golf at the highest level. And one of the things that's really exciting about this event is it's a return to amateur golf for us. Our last two events were BMW championships, which it is fun to have the tour players in, but it's also part of the club's mission to promote the game to all, to all players. So doing something for amateur golf is exciting for us, and getting a chance to see tomorrow's stars will be great.
Can you talk about the challenges of just trying to get ready for this tournament and keeping this club operational during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, certainly there was nothing in the PGA manual about how to do this, for sure. So every day has been kind of a new day for us, and different things to consider. But we've really tried to take a cautious approach and really look at data and figure out what we think are the right things to do to keep people safe. We didn't want to take golf away from our members, and even from the event standpoint. We've hosted every one of our events that we had scheduled, with the exception of a few collegiate events that were canceled just because of that. But other than that, all of our club events have gone as scheduled. And again, we've put in a lot of protocols to keep people safe, to make them feel comfortable while they're here. And, you know, the same thing is holding true for the Western Amateur in 5 weeks. Well, it's not going to look like your typical Western Amateur Championship, but the thing that we do the best is provide a great golf experience and a challenging course for the players to compete on. And we know we can do that, even though we might not do all the same stuff around locker rooms and food service and things like that.
Was there ever a concern between the club and the Western Golf Association that just because of the COVID situation that you might not be able to play? Just because players obviously come from all over to play in this championship, and just the travel logistics and things like that might have made it too tough to do?
Yeah, certainly those were some conversations we had, and they were tough conversations. But I will say the Western Golf Association has been a great partner for us, and we have a tremendous relationship with them. So we've been working together from day one on this since we became aware of how severe and serious this COVID-19 situation was. But from the very beginning, both parties wanted to host and figured out, all right, what are the things we need to do and can do so that we can still put on a championship event and attract the best amateur players from around the world. And I think we've landed in a good spot, and we're going to have a great event in, gosh, less than 6 weeks now.
Well, normally when there's a big championship here at Crooked Stick, over the past years and decades, your neighbor on the 18th hole, Pete Dye, the Hall of Fame architect and designer here, would be out there tweaking some things, changing a few things, trying to put in the latest challenge for these players that, you know, all the time they're finding ways to hit it longer. But what's it been like this year here with Pete passing, and just the aspect of moving forward and this year, and I'm sure club wanting to do something to remember him?
Yeah, certainly we miss Pete and Alice as well, to lose those two in the last 15 months or so. It's a devastating blow to the club, but you know, they are the most important part of our history here. Without the two of them, this club would not be what it is. And one of the things that I was really proud of the club with is a way to honor them. We started the Pete and Alice Dye Junior Invitational, and we hosted the first one back over Memorial Day weekend. And we had 66 junior golfers from around the country come in and play. And a couple of things we did is we put after every hole, there was a quote about Pete or Alice Dye on every hole we had. We got flags from all the Dye courses around the country. There's 150 courses around the world, actually. And we had over 90 of those courses represented with a flag from that facility that the professionals were generous enough to send to us. So not only were we able to play a great event for the kids, but we were able to pass along just who the Dyes were and what they meant to this club, to the game of golf. And We're going to hopefully be able to do that for a long time here, because we don't want people to forget who Pete and Alice Dye were and what they mean to us.
What are your expectations for Western Amateur Week? You know, we've watched some of these players in recent years at some great golf courses, you know, Point of Woods last year and, you know, Skokie a couple of years ago. It's amazing to see all of the way these kids can play golf courses, even long ones or tough ones, and some holes that you and I might look at and say, well, that's a tough hole, but they play it and it never looks very tough the way they do it.
Yeah, the quality of play is so incredible. And you know, there was a time when you would try to set up a golf course that par was going to be a winning score, but those days are over. I mean, I guess the last two BMWs, we've been 20 under par. Now, they have had ball in hand, soft conditions. So I think it will not be like that. I think the course will play much more difficult in July because we won't have quite the high chance of rain that we would have generally in a September event. So hopefully we'll have dry conditions and the course will be firm and fast. I will say right now the course is in the best condition I've ever seen it in the 17 years that I've been here at the club. Our superintendent and his team are doing a phenomenal job. But it's really firm and fast, and that's when the course plays the most difficult. So I think the players are going to find it challenging. I think they'll really enjoy the golf course. We're going to play it at about 7,400 to 7,500 yards long. But again, that's probably not that long for them as far as they hit the ball. The real challenge here at Crooked Stick is the approach shots to the green, and the players that hit it on the green and put it in the right spot, they're going to make birdies and shoot good scores. The ones that don't, they're going to have a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Has anything changed on the golf course since the BMW was here in 2016?
Yeah, we've had no changes since 2016. So the course will play very similar to how it did then in terms of a setup standpoint. And I will say playability-wise, again, we're hoping for those firm, fast conditions, which make the course a little more difficult to play.
Have you had any conversation with the defending champion, Garrett Rank? I talked to him after he refereed one of the Blackhawks games, and he said he was really looking forward to being a part of this event and trying to defend his title.
Yeah, I've not talked to Garrett at all, but we're sure excited about seeing him come back and defend his title here. And I think it'll be the first time he's played golf at Crooked Stick. So we just look forward to having him and the rest of the players come in and hopefully have a great week of golf.